guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for our 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you all about why you need to do a peel. So let's talk about the top 5 reasons why you should do a chemical peel, especially since we have another few weeks of being on quarantine. Here in Los Angeles, it's officially quarantined till May 15th. We'll see if we get released a little bit earlier. Feels like we're talking about getting out of jail, but we're doing this in our best interest to keep us all safe. So I'm going to take advantage of this downtime to do some home skincare and maintenance. And I love chemical peels. The reason I love chemical peels is because they're safe, reliable, and effective. They've been around for years, since the 1920s and 30s even. And chemical peels had their heyday. More commonly, they were done in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They sort of died down a little bit in the 80s when lasers came out. And now they're having somewhat of a rebirth, and much better ingredients are now available to do chemical peels. We have some of the basic ingredients that have always been around, the acids, but we're able to modulate them now and use them in a very controlled manner so that you can have improvement of the skin. I love peels because they change the texture of your skin. My number one reason to do a peel is to change texture, tone, brightness, and luminous quality of the skin. As we age, we get dullness where skin becomes dull, fatigued, lifeless. It just doesn't have that great circulation. If you look at young children's skin, it's glowy, it's fresh, it's bright, it has light that hits it, it's luminous. And when I'm doing a chemical peel, that's what I'm after. So just like any surface, it will become dull if we don't polish and improve the surface shine and quality. So when dull skin sits on the surface, normally it'll exfoliate. Skin exfoliates, the skin cells come up, layers pass upwards, they transform, they flake, they fall off. But as we age, that process of exfoliation that's natural, it slows down tremendously. So you need to use natural exfoliants, like, for example, glycolic wash dissolves the bonds between dead skin cells and allows the skin to come off, the superficial layers at least. You can definitely use retinoids. Nighttime Retin-A is a very effective way to exfoliate and brighten the skin. And then you can do once or twice a week an abrasive type of mild dermabrasion with an exfoliating wash. That is super important to do. Sometimes you can do glycolic peel pads at home. Those are excellent. And then more effective than any of those is a chemical peel. So I recommend chemical peels because, number one, they improve your texture. You'll get softer, smoother, more even skin. Number two, this increase in cell turnover rate of your skin is amazing. And older skin, as it comes off, the skin looks better and brighter underneath. The fresher, newer baby cells show through. In addition, that transformation just sort of wakes up the regenerative capacity of skin. There are stem cells, there are immune cells floating in your skin in all layers of the dermis, the subdermis, the deep dermal fat. And you need to trigger these cells to wake up from their dormancy to create new collagen, express more of their genetic capacity to grow more fibroblasts, fresher collagen, more elastin. This all happens from an injury, and a chemical peel is a controlled injury that will help your skin produce more collagen. That's number three reason to do a peel, is increase the amount of collagen in your skin. As we age, we produce less and less collagen every year. By age 50, it's 50% slower rate of collagen production than when we were in our 20s. And the things we can do as our hormones go down, estrogens decrease, and the aging of the skin accelerates, but the turnover slows, we need to do things like peels to boost collagen production. I love reason number four because reduction of fine lines is another top reason to do a chemical peel. Fine lines come from repetitive movement of the skin. Frowning, squinting, using your facial expression muscles, all of this treats the skin like a piece of paper. And repeat creasing causes permanent changes with lines, fine lines, wrinkles, deeper lines, deeper wrinkles. So doing light peels removes these layers of fine lines and smoothens the surface of the skin. I also really rely on chemical peels for treatment of my pigmentation. I have a melasma tendency. That means every time I'm out in the sun, every time I have some little mild acne or inflammatory tendency, I will get hyperpigmentation. So in order to improve the quality of the skin and improve the smoothness, the clarity, and the coloration of the skin, we can do mild peels. And hyperpigmentation is best treated with mild repeat peels instead of extremely strong agents to try blast the skin, because those will tend to create more pigmentation. I think everyone wants a curative peel that's going to zap and blast and destroy pigmentation and take away brown spots with one session, and it does not exist. I definitely recommend to go gradual, small, mild peels, which repeat sessions will bring the pigment up to the surface, exfoliate it, and improve your skin without creating more inflammatory pigmentation. Lastly, think about doing pores to help clear up acne. The active exfoliation will bring underground acne up to the surface. It will strengthen the skin's ability to regenerate. It will improve those fine scars that you get from acne picking and blemishes, and it will help with your pores. So it'll clean out the congestion and, you know, dead skin, comedones, and particles and oils that get trapped in the pores. So doing a peel is a great way to transform the overall architecture of your face, your skin. I have an amazing peel, my Pretty at Home peel, which I have tested on myself and several of my family members. And it's really quite effective, very safe, very tolerable. With a peel, you'll feel lighter, brighter, tighter your first, second, and third days. And right around day 3 and day 4, you start to have a little bit of tightness around the mouth, where this is the first area you peel, is right around the mouth. And you don't have a peel like a snakeskin peel, it's going to be just mild exfoliation with eraser shaving peelies. Those come completely off by day 3, 4, and by day 5, it's fresh new baby skin, which looks great, more even, beautiful tone, texture, and luminosity of the skin. So these are the reasons why I love doing peels, and I think they should be part of your regimen. I do them quarterly, which means at the end of each season, to improve, to get rid of winter dullness, to take care of summer brown spots, in between just for maintenance. So think about doing a quarterly peel. And that's it for now, guys. I hope you'll use your quarantine time effectively and do some home improvement projects on your skin, on your brain, with a little bit of reading, thinking, learning. I have so many good articles for you to read on my website. Our blog posts are educational and so, so interesting. So check them out. My website is Beauty by Dr. K, www.beautybydrkay.com. And you can find our Pretty at Home peel on the website. Don't forget to find me on Instagram, doing amazing things with people's faces. Also, Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. Check it out. I love you guys. I hope you are staying safe, sane, healthy, and working on some home improvements. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.